Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, courtesy of Financial Services Online. A report from June 18th unveils a mounting anxiety among Australians, the rising fear of outliving their retirement savings, a situation commonly referred to as FORO. According to a recent study by Vanguard Australia, an overwhelming majority, that is, 4 out of 5 Australians, are apprehensive about draining their retirement funds prematurely. Piling on to this worry is the anticipation of carrying debt into their later years, with nearly a third of working Australians set to continue bearing mortgage obligations in their retirement phase. With nearly all surveyed being hard hit by escalating living costs, there's a crying need for reliable financial advice, effective planning, and increased knowledge, as stressed by Daniel Shrimsky, Vanguard's managing director, may be the key that unlocks a secure financial future for Australian workers. Moving to insurance developments, we have news from yesterday, June 17th, where the Victorian Managed Insurance Authority, or VMIA, made a daunting announcement. Builders' warranty insurance premiums are set to witness a steep rise, with new constructions and renovations seeing increases of 65 and 20% respectively, a tumultuous industry landscape marked by increasing claim settlements, builder insolvency, inflation, and a skilled worker shortage is the culprit behind these hikes. Yet amidst this, homeowners see minimal benefits, with these extra costs likely landing on their shoulders, fueling affordability arguments. Continuing with insurance, Allianz has recorded significant rise in workplace mental health claims, as well as absenteeism related to mental health. Intense workplace stressors, such as bullying, harassment, and burnout, have led to a staggering 47.5% surge in psychological claims between 2019 and 2022. The average cost of these claims now overshadows physical claims by nearly threefold. As Julie Mitchell from Allianz emphasizes, workplaces need to implement tailor-made mental health strategies to address this growing trend. Lastly, a unique movement is afoot within the realm of finance. Australians have rallied on June 14th, known as Cash Out Day, to drive support for the continued use of physical currencies despite a 60% drop in ATM withdrawals since 2008. A backfire against digital transactions, this movement highlights the critical dialogue on the future of finance. For comprehensive updates and advice on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estrotori for the Financial Services News Wrap, wishing everyone a secure financial future.